This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
Of food and farm information is here on the Good Day program called the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. People often ask me, email connection, by the way, is doug@dougsteffen.com. Where is this music coming from? I think the two tunes that we use, Kara, are both from Luke Bryan, are they not?
They sure are.
Here's to the farmer and welcome to the farm. Welcome to our conversation about what's going on at this time of year. It's fabulous because there's so much excitement on the farms in the northeast, all around the northern part of the country, north of the Mason-Dixon line. Well, actually, there's outside of California and crops that are grown in Florida, there's a seasonality to most of it. That's kind of cool. Starts earlier in some parts of the country, like where Kara is in Washington. Growing season starts late February, early March, and across the sort of southern belt, it's nice to see corn up already and things growing. We'll keep our fingers crossed as to how good the season is going to be. The problem is, for all of us, that there's a disconnect between our food supply, where it comes from, and what we know about what's happening on the farm and in our country. So this program is dedicated to helping you understand what's going on with a family farmer. And my bias is that the family farmer is the best way for you to get the produce that will be best for you and your family. There are a lot of problems. The big ag is causing tremendous problems. As most of you know, I'm a dairyman. I've had cows all my life, been around cows all my life, and I've had several farm operations, all of them centered around dairying, Jersey cows, Guernsey cows. And so in my most, I suppose, the last 20 years or so, I did it the conventional way, milked cows and sold the milk through the system into what they call the pool. And then there are pool prices that are regulated by the government as to what you're supposed to get paid, and they're corrupted by the people that work for the big milk cooperatives or even the bigger fluid milk suppliers. The Suiza family that owns Dean Foods has made an unbelievable mess, frankly, of the fluid milk supply in our country. And that brings us around to talking about what's going on in the dairy industry. I have been criticized since I started this program, even though I'm a dairyman, and I made at the beginning a concerted effort not to talk about dairy so much because it was my priority, but I didn't want the program to go that way, so I went the other way, talking a lot about produce and growing and that sort of thing. So we're trying to find a happy medium here. And here to join us discussing the dairy industry, what's going on with some of our dairy folks, things that you need to know, things that may influence actually what you find available for milk and milk products, is Pete Kennedy, attorney that's down in Florida, serves as the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, vice president of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. Pete's been on this program before. I actually know Pete because he helped me when I went from the conventional milking world to selling raw dairy products on my farm, raw milk, cheeses, that sort of thing. And man, what a headache. And I turned to Pete because he represents a lot of people like me who wanted to be able to sell this product, which is the healthiest way of any food that you can put in your body. Raw milk is probably the best. People argue that. But Pete, I think you've been arguing these cases for a long time and have had quite the success, have you not?
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, it's interesting to compare what's going on now in Canada and the U.S. There's a farmer up there, Michael Schmidt, who's been persecuted by the province of Ontario and the local governments there for 23 years now. And he was interested in getting statistics on what's been happening in this country. while he's been being persecuted up there, and there's no one, there's not a single province up there that allows the sale of raw milk. And what's happened in this country is that there's something like during that time where they were spending, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars prosecuting him, there were a number of states in this country, I think it's like 16 states during that time, that have either legalized the sale of raw milk or expanded access to it.
All right, let's do something, Pete. Let me go back. I would rather have you go back. By the way, Pete's website is farmtoconsumer.org. Let's go back to the history of this, because when you and I grew up, I grew up on the farm, and I drank nothing but raw milk, and I think in part that contributes to my health today. I am a very physically strong, active person who has had a strong immune system and very healthy, knock on wood, all of my life, and I attribute much of it to me drinking raw milk and dairy products as a kid growing up. So when did we, it used to be, although probably most of us don't remember that. I was telling my children last weekend how most people in this country had a cow, a few chickens, and things that would... Everybody had a farm, sort of, a little plot of ground. They had their own garden. They had their own cow. They had their own chickens. And then after World War II, that sort of changed, and we became more... I guess as part of the Industrial Revolution, people left the farm to go get jobs and plants and stuff, and I think that's when it started. But when did we go away from raw milk to processed? You've got Pasteur, and he fixed the problem, because there was a problem to a point. But it just seems to me that people have lost sort of the history of this. Will you spend a minute or so and just bring us around to the history of how we got away from the good, healthy stuff into the bad stuff, and then into the processing and people wanting to go back to get the good stuff, but the government won't let them?
Well, yeah, you've got your finger on two of the more important dates. 100 years ago or so, there were these swill dairies, these dairies that moved in to the cities, used, you know, leftover...
brewer's grain.
Yeah, brewer's grain as food for the cows, and it didn't work. You know, thousands of people became sick.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it wasn't because of the food. It was because of the conditions. All these grain mills would have the cows in. There was no grazing. They would be in these horrible makeshift barns and up to their ears in manure. They didn't get clean. They didn't have exercise. So it was they were just looking for trouble. That was a mess. That created
right.
A mess.
Right, and there were like two movements that sprung up at the same time. One was for pasteurization,
yep.
Then one was for certified raw milk, just sanitary standards to make sure that, yeah, what was happening in these swill dairies no longer continued. And unfortunately, it was the pasteurization movement that mainly won out. It was after World War II that... Michigan became the first state to require mandatory pasteurization.
Yeah.
And really, one of the biggest reasons for the decline of small farm prosperity is the mandatory pasteurization laws.
Yeah.
Because it led to a number of small dairies shutting down that were selling raw milk. And then what happened was, you mentioned this pricing system earlier. The pricing system is just complex enough so the farmers don't realize how they're getting screwed.
Yep.
And, you know, what's happened over the years, I think in 1970, there were 600,000 dairies in the country. Today it's under 50,000.
Yeah, and in my state of Massachusetts, I think we have 104 dairies left in the whole state. neighboring Vermont and New York, which were big dairy states, where Vermont still is, New York, government interference and regulation has put so many farmers to drive around New York and look at all the fallow land that isn't being used for anything. It's an outrage. Let's talk about the dairy outlook in general and a couple of the problems that you're dealing with and how you're having much success. It's kind of an optimistic picture, even though there are a lot of people that still have a problem. Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is here. I'm the American Family Farmer. May I help you, those of you who are farmers, no matter what kind of farming you need, at this time of year, you're looking for good help, probably more this time of year than any other time of year. So my suggestion, my advice would be, if you're looking for help, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use the recruiter, the method, the tools they have there for you at your disposal to find the perfect hire for the farm. Well, they need a herd manager, they need somebody who's a mechanic, someone to work in the field, whatever it is. They have any industry that you can imagine covered in a way that can't be duplicated. ZipRecruiter.com. Quickly screen the candidates, rate them, hire the right person fast. And most of us need good help fast. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gets you the best farm hands, the best farm managers. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
All right, 19 after the hour, Pete Kennedy with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. He runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, helping farmers deal with the raw dairy products and how distribution needs to be legal. So I haven't talked to you for a while. It sounds to me like even though there are problems, you're gaining a foothold in something that, you know, we're just sort of going back to the way that it was and it ought to be. So you've had a number of successes, have you not? Because people are seeing, people want this stuff and they're clamoring for it and they're saying to the legislators, let us have this stuff.
Yeah, it's, well, first off, Doug, yeah, I'm no longer president of the Legal Defense Fund, but still working on the same issues, just so you know.
Right.
But the, yeah, I mean, there are now 42 states that allow the distribution of raw milk, whether it's for human consumption, pet consumption, these contracts called herd share agreements. It's growing. I mean, I think in the next 5 to 10 years it'll be legal in all states. And what's interesting about it is that, as you know, there's a federal ban on raw milk and interstate
commerce. Yeah, you got to have it. Yeah, it's another asinine reality. And hopefully Trump, with his deregulation, will deal with that. Somebody smart enough at the the USDA getting onto that. 21 after the hour.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
After the hour, the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am an American Family Farmer, specializing in dairy products and cows. I just love being around the cows, frankly. Pete Kennedy is an attorney who deals with problems on the farm, dairy farms. I'm looking at some of the numbers, Pete. The numbers, the crazy numbers that come from the conventional world, dairy pricing, the outlook, there's a focus on exporting and importing, and I was looking at, the dollar is stronger, so that helps to a point, but still, looking at states like Pennsylvania, where the average price per 100 is a little over $20, and my experience taught me that when you do the math, by the time you're done, even if you have a pasture operation, it costs you $21 to $24 a hundredweight to make the milk. So we've been looking at the last 3 or 4 years. That's why I got out of selling milk the conventional way, and I did the raw milk for quite a while, because you can't manage to pay your bills. And yet the government doesn't do anything about it except collude with Suiza and Dean Foods, and then we bring in imported milk from outside of the country, and nobody knows whether it's any good or not. We've all heard the story about the melamine in the Chinese milk. So you just kind of wonder what the future holds, and unless you're selling stuff on your farm, the raw milk sort of thing, and some people, I was selling both raw milk and pasteurized milk, but my raw milk outsold pasteurized milk 10-1. Because people know that's what they want. So what do we do about all this? It's basically interference. You've worked hard to change the thinking, and you just said something that was very important that I want to underscore, that you think that pretty soon the whole country, each state individually, will have the ability to sell raw milk again. And it seems such folly. You go to Europe, you can buy raw milk in a vending machine like you buy Coca-Cola.
Right. It's... Yeah, the small farmers left in conventional dairy need to get out. I mean, they need to set their own price. As you know, they can't do that with conventional dairy. The demand for raw dairy is going up. It's to the point, Doug, where even in the states where the sale is illegal, the people don't care. They have this right to consume raw milk. You can't get arrested for possession or consumption of it. So they're going to find sources, whether they're legal or not.
Right. The locavores want the raw milk, the power that comes from it, the strength that comes from it. I got a kick. I was looking at a headline in Ag News, Pete. Florida dairy skim milk is really skim milk. Somebody took them to court. You probably know this because you're in Florida. Figure out whether skim milk is really milk. Skim milk isn't really milk because there's no nutritional value to it. It might be real milk in a sense, but it's like drinking white water, right? Did we lose Pete? Oh, all right. Well, we lost Pete. All right. Well, anyway, just as in terms of that story, for those of you who don't know the story, this is a small all-natural dairy that produces its own, and when I say produces, they have the cows on the farm, and they have their own processing plant so that they can pasteurize the milk on the site, and they have cream separators. That's what basically skim milk is. The cream is separated from the milk, and then you sell it. The state said, because there was no butterfat in it, that it was imitation milk. Skim milk is imitation. That's a very that's an interesting theory, actually, because it isn't really milk under the circumstances, but it is. And so they're averaging. Interesting. Some of these stores now are selling milk for $5 a gallon. I sold my raw milk, as Pete remembers, for $11 a gallon, and I could sell 100 gallons of it a day because that's how much demand. By the way, that's the right price. That's what it cost me to do it. So we continue our focus on dairy. Pete will be back with us in the next half hour. The American Family Farmer.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Of Agriculture, in a manner of speaking. This is the American Family Farmer, part of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Pete Kennedy, who's an attorney in Florida who follows. There's a, if you want to go to a digest of information from this area, the farmtoconsumer.org website is probably the best place to go. Pete, is that right? Farmtoconsumer.org.
Yeah, that's correct, Doug.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's follow, if you're just joining us, we're talking about dairy, raw milk, what's healthy, things that the dairy farmer is confronting. And because this program is aimed at solving problems for many, as Pete suggested, and it was my case when I was selling raw milk, it was the only way I could sell milk and come close to paying the bills. And that's what a lot of people are finding because You can't, and even with that, you look at the production that's still rising. Milk production, if you look at the USDA's latest report, Pete, shows that milk production continues to go up, and that's part of what's hurting prices, because the dollar is high, domestic market doesn't absorb all the milk, so we're trying to find places to sell it offshore. You get the frustration, and then DFA, the Dairy Farmers of America, sending letters out to independent, non-organic dairy farmers to ask them to enter or join them. I was a member of DFA. It was a nightmare. The DMS system, which is a part of it, is not there to help you. It's there to help them. And so the organic, it's interesting. A lot of people confuse raw milk, organic milk, natural, all these labels, local. Do you find that the people outside the farm are confused by all of the labels and some don't even know what raw milk is, Pete?
Well, yeah, it's mainly, as you know, raw milk in most states isn't advertised that much. So people know, the people who are pursuing it know what they want.
Yeah, they know how to get it. Exactly.
Yeah, and yeah, from what we see, the demand just continues to go up. I mean, in addition to all the pricing problems in the conventional industry, Doug, a lot of the product is just isn't that good. I mean,
it's garbage.
Sales of I think conventional milk go down every year, so
yeah,
they
because
have to.
People, right? They know that the product they're getting isn't any good. All right, let's take a particular story here that best demonstrates your cause and the work that you do. There's a story from Minnesota where a dairy farmer named Dave Berglund has filed a. Whether it's a suit against the Supreme Court or they want, he's petitioning the Supreme Court to hear his case. So what's his case?
Okay, Dave Berglund, the Minnesota Constitution lets you sell the products of the farm direct to the consumer without a license. And at the time it was passed, there was no regulation. Just licensing was more like a revenue raiser, and that was it. And so Dave only sells on the farm. People come to the farm. He wants to left alone. He doesn't think he should be regulated per the Minnesota Constitution. So what's interesting is that they actually sent a he refused to let them inspect several times. Then they
threw him off the property. Yeah.
Right. Then they obtained a warrant to come over, but the local sheriff just informed them that he wasn't going to be part of the search party. So they never actually conducted the search. So what? Instead, they went to court and tried to get a ruling saying they could inspect his farm, and the. You know, they wanted the lower court and the appellate court just because the government likes to protect its own. I mean,
well,
the courts and the bureaucrats all draw, they all have the same boss.
Right. So here's the, let me interject this if I may for a minute. This is the perfect example of why Trump got elected or Bernie Sanders became so popular. This kind of crap where these people have unlimited resources, that is your tax dollar. The people who pay taxes in Minnesota are paying to have these thugs who come in the name of justice or protection or whatever it is, and they aren't. They just overzeal it. It reminds me of the picture which we all have in our minds freshly, the guy that got yanked off the plane by some flat-footed, overzealous, not even police. And that's what we've got here. We have overzealous regulators who are doing the equivalent, and it isn't what people want. The people who pay the taxes ought to have what they want, and they're not because these people feel like they're justified because that's what they are. They're bureaucrats and regulators. That's all they know how to do.
Right. It's about control, Doug.
Yeah.
And it's also about, the dairy industry working with the bureaucracy to either prohibit raw milk distribution or just restrict it as much as possible.
Right. The producers, the Gorelics of the world and the other big names that you see in the stores, and they want to control everything. I know that's a, they gave me a hard time when I was trying to sell my raw milk, man. They were everywhere trying to screw it up. So what's Berglund? What do you think is going to be the outcome of this Berglund case in Minnesota? What will happen?
Well, my prediction is I don't think the Supreme Court's going to take the case, but you know what? I think Berglund's going to keep right on doing what he's doing. And it's just going to come to a point, I think, where the department will decide it's not worth it to continue to try and regulate him because he's...
We've seen places where these guys, they've gone, the feds have gone in and closed them down. They forced them to sell their cows, that kind of stuff. I mean, there's been that, even though that's outrageous and really illegal. Some people, these farmers, don't have the money to fight, so they just give up. Right? I mean, that's where you come in, I suppose.
Well, yeah. I mean, what we can do is at least pay for their legal expenses and just keep... let them concentrate their resources on farming expenses.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, some people shut down, but there are others that just tough it out and keep on going. And, you know, the key thing, I think, in this is just getting the customers coming there to their defense, not running to another farmer when the one farmer starts getting pressure. And...
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, there was actually a case earlier in Michigan last year where a farm was being sued for supposedly illegally distributing butter and cream, and there was it was a herd share operation. So one of their shareholders stepped in and sued, just tried to be included as a party and was successful. And just the... what you had was, instead of saying this dairy is violating the law, it was more like the court was focused on the consumer. How can I get the products I want? You know, yeah. Why is the government interfering with this? So it just goes to show what if the consumer side gets active, what can happen?
Yeah, right.
Because it's one thing. You know, going after a dairy farmer, it's another thing going after a mother with young children who, just wants the food she thinks best for her family's health, especially if she has kids who have health issues, you know, allergies or something like that, and finds out raw milk is working and helping with the allergies.
We're talking about with the fellow on the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, Pete Kennedy, how... this system works. The behind the scenes, even farmers don't know what's going on. That's why this is helpful for the farmer and for the consumer, the locavore. We'll talk about the dairy farm of the future in a moment, and you'll get to find out from Pete what you can do to help the Farmer Consumer Legal Defense Fund as we continue on the American Family Farmer. Let me help you with your health and well-being. This is important because we're talking here about your health and the foods that you eat. One of the things that is most productive, nothing to do with dairy, has to do with eating beets. You want to revive your withering organs, boost the nitric oxide in your system. You've heard Dr. Ken talk about these Nobel Prize-winning scientists who uncovered the hidden switch for healthy blood flow. The switch is nitric oxide, and nitric oxide gets into your system by having super beets. Super beets. It is a wonderful drink, circulation superfood. One glass a day helps you give your cardiovascular system this amazing power. Muscles get stronger and bigger when you get your blood into them, and that's what super beets does. It gets blood into your brain to make it function better and stay healthy longer. All over your body. Super beets has the nitric oxide in it. Mother Nature has instilled this ability to get the blood everywhere, which will revive your organs. It's better than a lot of other things that you can think of that are not natural. And it's so easily and readily available, like magic. When you call 800-655-4183, you get Super Beets. Get onto the program. You get Super Beets delivered, a canister a month. You'll pay for three, by the way, with the initial order, and you'll get four. You'll get healthy blood flow, 800 855-4183 or order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
The owner of a small liquor store in Albany began selling wine over the internet and developed a new kind of warehouse, eliminating frills in favor of lower prices. But a powerful state regulatory agency decided he was selling his wine too cheaply and demanded that he close his business. Instead, he looked through the lens of liberty, saw government price fixing for the benefit of some companies and prohibiting fair competition. He fought back and won. He took them to court, and he got the legislature to reduce the agency's power. He not only got them to quit harassing his business, he removed their power to harass others, too. Government agencies are only as powerful as we the people allow them to be.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
All right, now we'll continue. We've got a couple more minutes with Pete Kennedy, who's an attorney that deals with dairy issues, raw dairy, especially in various states. He is much in demand because a lot of locavores, a lot of people that are consumers, want to get at this kind of milk. And it's just indicative, don't you think, Pete, of overregulation across the board. It doesn't make any difference whether it's milk, whether it's GMO or non-GMO. The things that people want aren't necessarily what they're getting. And so when you look at the dairy farm of tomorrow, what do you see? What do you think is going to happen to dairying in our country?
Well, I think eventually the consumer demand is going to win out. You know, these big businesses and government just push these anti-competitive laws that are disguised as health measures.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just people are voting with their money right now and getting the product no matter what, whether it's legal or not. And these are people who pay their taxes, go to church. They just had it with the government telling them what they can and can't eat.
Yeah.
So I think the farm tomorrow, you're going to see the dairy farms are going to be smaller. They're going to be more diversified. I mean, it's raw milk is just perfect for a local type business, you know, maybe selling within 100 miles. So the other thing, Doug, is that it's the draw. It's what gets the customer on the farm in the first place. So milk is going to continue to be the draw to get people on the farm where they can buy meat, poultry, eggs, and produce.
Right. Well, the dairy that produces raw cheeses, I sold literally tons of raw cheeses. We built a special room in the barn for the cheese to cure, that kind of stuff. This is part of the new practices that hopefully will carry the day. Pete, thanks for your expertise. Appreciate it. Pete Kennedy is an attorney down in Sarasota, Florida, working on raw dairy issues in various states and other food distribution aspects, including review of legislation, food safety, raw milk bills that are just crazy. It's Doug Steffen, 10 minutes before the hour, and this week's American Family Farmer.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring.
All right, 53 at the hour. I actually have several comments. This is the portion of the hour where I get to say what I think, not that the rest of the hour doesn't have plenty of stuff from my own expertise, my own experiences, whether it's expertise or just experiences. But when we have guests on talking about how to solve some of the problems, obviously the focus needs to be on them and what they're saying, even though I might throw in my own 2 cents worth. But in terms of dairying, there is a revolution going on, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. There are actually 2 things here that are worthy of note, so let's see how much time we have to get to both of them right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, now 55 past the hour. Doug Stephan on the American Family Farm. I just want to speak for a moment to the dairy revolution that's going on. And I'm going to take a different approach because what we were talking about here in this hour with Pete was in part a reaction to the revolution. What people want, they're trying and they're demanding it now. They're trying to get it and pushing the government out of the way because they want good quality milk. One of the other things that's going on, though, that no one is talking about is how, especially in the cheese business, you go into your grocery store, if you don't buy it at the farm, go to the grocery store, you see case after case after case of cheese because people have become more, I suppose, connoisseurs of cheese. There's great interest in cheese, and it's causing a revolution because of the amount of cheese that is being required to meet the market demands. And so I found a place in, I think this is Upper New York State, but I'm not sure where it is. I just know that instead of using human beings, they're making batches of cheese with robots. The robot, well, there are robotic milkers. There are some dairies that use these hugely expensive, I mean, these things cost, woof. Robotic milkers, if you're milking 5,000 cows a day, however, and you got 8 people on a shift times 8 hours times 3, you got a lot of expenses. So even though these robots are very expensive, they seem to be paying off because the cows seem to be reacting okay to them. So there's the robotic milkers, the robotic cheese people. Wow, robots everywhere. President Trump attacked the Canadian dairy trade industry this week when he was in Wisconsin. He says Canada has unfair things happening and it's affecting our dairy farms. He was in Wisconsin speaking at the headquarters of Snap-on this week to sign that new policy about immigration. He said that he's asking the Canadians to address their protectionist dairy trade policies, which kind of screwing up the NAFTA agreement that we had that helped our dairy products, ultra-filtered milk especially, get into the Canadian market. They basically just stopped. One of the other things that Trump was doing in Minnesota was to focus on buying American and hiring American. And one wonders what's going on in farming, how this affects the immigration conversation, affects farming. It's not a citizenship issue for farmers. It's concern for survival because they need people to milk the cows, to plant the crops, to harvest and deliver the food. There aren't enough people living on the farm now. We got to feed 9 billion people around the world, and we're not going to be able to do it without some kind of positive immigration ruling. Make it easy for the people who are in this country, who are working in agriculture, who may be illegal to get legal. If they're here illegally and they're criminals, you get them the hell out of the country. I think that's what most people agree on. So food for thought. I'm Doug Stephan.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.